Is the tide turning towards impeachment for President Trump? Speaker Nancy Pelosi still says she's not ready to go there.
I do think that impeachment is a very divisive place to go in our country.
But cracks in party unity are beginning to show. Virginia Democrat Don Beyer broke with party leaders and is calling for impeachment proceedings to begin now. He joins us live from Virginia. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Susan.
You are the first member of Congress from Virginia to call for impeachment. What made you change your mind?
Yeah, we were content to wait till the Mueller report came out, and even content to let the process play. You know, the leaders of the four committees that are investigating this are all doing a lot of very constructive things. But in the last 2 weeks, number one, Mnuchin refused to turn over the president's tax returns, despite the fact that the law is incredibly simple and clear. And then Barr refused to testify before the House and was cited by the committee for contempt. And then Justin Amash, the first Republican, actually came out with a long, really detailed piece of why he did. I've always felt impeachment shouldn't be partisan. We need to have Republicans and Democrats. And so in a way, Justin really opened the door for this to be bipartisan in the first.
What do you believe opening impeachment proceedings will provide Democrats that you can't get through the regular oversight, investigative, subpoena authority channels?
Susan, great question. And really what I've called for is the Jamie Raskin, who is our constitutional scholar in the House.
He's a congressional Democrat from Maryland.
Yeah, thank you. He's the impeachment inquiry. And the notion is that the inquiry will give us tools, investigative tools, subpoena tools that we don't have in the regular committees. The committees are largely limited to things that affect our legislative function, whereas an impeachment inquiry actually says, did the president actually obstruct justice? You know, Mueller cited 10 instances where the president probably may have obstructed justice. And of course, he decided not to indict because he felt the Justice Department told him he couldn't. But he left it to us to make that investigation and make that determination.
Don't you think that the speaker, however, has a point when she says this country is so divided that an impeachment proceeding could be just incredibly corrosive to the country?
I totally agree. It's one of the reasons I've waited so long, because I really do not want to do anything that's more divisive than we already are. And one of the tragedies of the Trump presidency is I can recall he's the first president in my lifetime, maybe the history, who's taken divisiveness as his driving political strategy. But the comeback to the notion that why do we make the country ever more divided is, if we don't impeach this president, when will we ever impeach a president? We should just take impeachment out of the books. And we do have, while we have a responsibility to heal the country and bring it together, which all of us take seriously, we also have a responsibility to defend the Constitution. And this president, well, just over the weekend, the notion of selling arms sales, huge arms sales to Saudi Arabia, against the will of the Democrats and the Republicans in both houses of Congress.
You represent a reliably Democratic congressional district. You don't have to worry too much about re-election in a general election. But what do you say to your colleagues in swing seats who helped win this Democratic majority, who look at impeachment and just see a total political loser that could cost you your majority in the House?
Well, I'm incredibly sympathetic to that. But I think rule number one is we shouldn't be making a decision on impeachment based on the political consequences. That's just too cynical and too profane. We should be making this on the basis of what's the right thing to do, what's the legal thing to do, the constitutional thing. And I don't know that this is true, but I hope that those my wonderful colleagues in swing seats, even seats that Trump won in 2016, will be bolstered by the fact that we are trying to do the right thing for the country. And they shouldn't have to apologize for a president who's documented lied 10,000 times already to the American people.
In the few seconds we have left, do you think more House Democrats are going to take your side in this in the coming weeks?
Yeah, and I also hope more House Republicans. I know many of them told me privately they wish they could be there, and maybe they'll be there soon.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Susan.